भगवद्गीता 1.32 किं नो राजेन गोविंद किं भोगैर्जीवितेन वा येषामर्थे कांक्षितं नो राज्यं भोगः सुखानि च. सो अर्जुना इज हियर कंटिन्यूइंग विथ हिज रीजनिंग अबाउट व्हाई ही कैनॉट स्टे ऑन इन द बैटल फील्ड, व्हाई ही कैनॉट कंटिन्यू विद द वॉर. Yes, and nacha shaknomi avasthatum. It is not possible for me to stay here in 1.30. And it's giving the reasons now. So, kim no rajin govinda. What is the use of a rajya?
Oh, govinda.
Kim bhogair jivitenava. In fact, what is the use of enjoyment and of life itself? Yeshamarthe kankshitam no. For whose sake? Kankshitam no. We desire. Rajyam bhogah sukhani cha. We desire the kingdom and the pleasure thereof. So here, he is making the point that possessions are not necessarily valuable in themselves. Possessions are subordinate to persons. When a child achieves, say, the top grade in exams, then the top grade, maybe it's a mark sheet, it's a report card, it's a medal, that has its value. But then the joy is taking it back to one's parents, taking it back to one's friends, taking it back to one's relatives, and sharing it with them, seeing their eyes and face light up with joy and pride, and feeling joy in that reciprocation of affection. So, in the past, when Arjuna had fought warriors the world over, he had actually gone in another direction in order to establish Yudhishthira Maharaj's sovereignty, his paramountcy, and he came back with tributes from all the kings in the northern direction. And Yudhishthira Maharaj was pleased. And before that, when he would practice archery, after practicing archery, he would excel a particular skill, he would show it to Drona, and Drona would be pleased. Similarly, when he, along with his brothers, performed the Rajasuya Yajna, Bhishma was so pleased. So, normally, although we are often caught with things, the fact is we do things for people. And we try to reciprocate. By getting things and doing things for people, we expect and hope for the intensification of loving reciprocation among us. So similarly, he is saying here that my military skill was for the pleasure of my teacher and my grandsire. Whatever accomplishments I would make, I would share it with them. Now, if they are dead, like they don't just die, but I become a part of the cause that kills them, then what will be the use of achieving anything? So, kim no rajena govinda. Govinda, he's using the name Govinda to refer to Krishna. Krishna is the source of pleasure. And when Krishna is there, The word Govinda means how he one who is the giver of the pleasure to the senses. Govinda. Go can mean cows, go can mean senses. And Vinda, Vindati, delighted. So one who gives pleasure to the senses, to the cows. Basically one who gives pleasure. So how can one who gives gear of pleasure recommend or want a course of action that will cause great misery? That contrast between the name and the action is highlighted by the usage of this particular name for Krishna. Now, this fact of we all wanting things for enhancing our relationship with people, this is just a fact of nature, of human nature, and it is also a part of our spiritual nature. Yashoda Mai in the spiritual world makes butter and offers it to Krishna. Krishna plays with the gopas, plays with the gopis, and they offer things to each other. Radharani, she cooks. And when she's cooking, she's excellent. She achieves excellence in cooking. And she does that for Krishna. So, Krishna searches in the forest for flowers and offers those beautiful flowers to Radharani. He personally sometimes decorates her with flowers. So, the point is that personal reciprocation is a part of our spiritual nature. And this principle that we do things for others is natural, it's unavoidable, but we need to choose the right others by which we will be able to grow forward in our life. if a college student wanting to chooses to do things for the pleasure of other college students, and if those college students happen to be into alcohol or drugs or porn and things like that, then that college student yesham arthe kankshitam no, by doing those things for their pleasure, will end up getting degraded. Karana was relatively speaking a virtuous person, but he did many things, many abominable things, just for pleasing Duryodhana, and he regretted them later. For example, he called Draupadi practically a prostitute, and he suggested her disrobing, and that was done, of course, to spite Draupadi for her refusal to allow him to participate in the Swayamvar. But also to please Duryodhana, and Karana later regrets. He expresses his regret to Krishna and to Bhishma for what he had done, for the words that he had spoken. But if we choose the right people to live for, then people who are upstanding, people who are inspiring, people who are virtuous, then yesham arthe kankshitam no will inspire us towards virtue. In the Ramayana, when Shatrughna laid his eyes on Mantara outside Kaikeyi's palace, he caught her and shook her in violent anger. When Bharat later came there, he asked Shatrughna to calm down. He commiserated with Shatrughna, saying that I also feel like doing the same thing. But if we do this, then if we hit a woman, then Ram will be displeased. And we want Ram to be pleased and Ram to come back to the kingdom. Therefore, even though she deserves punishment, for Ram's sake, don't do this. because it's against the codes to attack a woman. Women are to be protected, not attack like this. So, again, the point is Yesham Arthe Kamshitam. No. Bharat lived for Ram, and therefore he did not want to do anything that would displease Ram. And the anger which could have been justified, he was able to regulate it. So now, when we choose, when we are actually attached devotees to the spiritual master, to Krishna, then whatever we want to do for their pleasure. Yesha Marthe Kangshitam No. And with that desire, when we work, then we bring the best out of ourselves. We are able to serve Krishna, and for the sake of his service, we feel inspired to control our lower self, to bring out our higher self, and to do our best for Krishna, for the pleasure of the Vaishnavas, and for the benefit of the world. So, here of course Arjuna is thinking here, Yesha Marthe Kangshita, no? In terms of Bhishma and Drona, but Krishna, through the message of the Gita, will direct him to a higher object for his work. That Yesha Marthe Kangshitam No should be directed towards the Supreme Lord, Swakarmana Tamabhyarja. Tam, that Lord who is the source of everything. Krishna will talk about in 18.46, 47, 48. About working for Supreme Lord, which is of course for himself. So when we work for him, and when we strive to achieve things of this world for his pleasure, then the wonderful thing is that not only do we do the best thing because Krishna is the greatest well-wisher of everyone, but also that we actually succeed even when we are materially unsuccessful. Because in the attempt to offer things to Krishna, we please him and we grow in our devotion. So, redirecting our emotion from the world to Krishna is the ultimate solution to the inevitable frustration when our emotion is directed to the world. Thank you.